We're with Coach Donegal Fergus of the UCSB baseball team. Season starts next week. Arthur Wilkie, Jimmy Fryer for KCSB Sports Radio. Coach, we finally get a chance to talk to you as a member of the UCSB coaching staff. First, a belated welcome. How has Santa Barbara treated you so far?
That's great. This place is stupid good. And, my wife still says to me every day, she just pinches herself that we get to live here. So this place is amazing. It's an incredible city. Campus is just, it's such a fun place to be. I mean, you see why it's such a popular school for everybody to go to. And it's been great working with the new staff, and Chex has been awesome, and the club has been really welcoming. So it's been a great transition so far.
What attracted you to the program, aside from everything you just said? But, you know, Coach Chex is building something special here.
Yeah, you know, Chex and I had known each other. We were not friends, we were not close or anything, but we had a lot of mutual acquaintances, and I'd admired him from afar. And my time at Washington was great. I loved it there. There were a lot of great things about it. Obviously, we had a lot of success, went to the Carl's World Series last year.
Right.
I guess I was looking for a little more alignment in philosophy with how I want to coach hitters and run offenses and treat players and develop players. And so when Chex called, I wasn't necessarily looking for something else to do. Like I said, I was in Omaha. I literally just came back from the Carl's World Series when he called. So it wasn't something I was searching out. But as we talked on the phone that first time, just what he was looking for, what he was trying to do here, it aligned so perfectly with what I want to do and why I do this job, that the more we chatted, I thought, I want to be a part of that. Mm-hmm. I was a little bit hamstrung, maybe put in a box in some of the things that I was asked to do at Washington, just a different philosophy from the head coach and the way he wanted to approach things. So sometimes, you know, a fresh start's good for everybody. You know, I've lived in the Northwest my whole life, so has my wife. We were ready for a change, I think, in scenery, and the beach is a big draw, and the family piece, his family and ours, and the Fontinos have become really, really close, and that was a really natural fit. We all have three kids, they're all under 10, we're in the same place in life, and that was really attractive to be around some people that we could bond with that way too.
Now, you mentioned Washington, you mentioned the Carl's World Series. Yeah. This is a Gaucho team trying to get back there.
Yeah.
Could you talk about the Omaha experience and kind of some of your takeaways from it?
Yeah, Omaha is incredible. I mean, I think it's even more amazing than you probably even think of before you've ever been there. It's interesting, the Omaha ties that we all have. UCSB actually beat my Washington team in the Vanderbilt Regional to go on to play Louisville in the Super and go on. And then we go last year, and so we've both been so recently, we share a lot of those experiences, and it's an incredible moment when you walk through the opening ceremonies and there's 25,000 people in the stadium and they announce your team and you walk all the way from center field to the plate and your season plays on the big screen, and it sort of hits you then, like, you did something pretty special. You're one of 18. Everybody else is off recruiting, and you're still playing, and everybody else wishes they were there. And to see that on the board, sort of in the moment as you're going through the year, you don't have time to reflect and think about the great moments and the low moments and all of the stuff. And then you've got that one day and that sort of one moment to sit back and see it in front of you and go, man, it's incredible. It's an amazing run. And ours was different than the Gauchos in 2016, but some amazing moments as well to beat Fullerton in that super regional at their place, having the lead and then giving it back and then losing it again and getting it back and winning. And there are a lot of parallels there, I think, in the type of team that we had last year at Washington and the type they have this year, or in 2016 here. So it's something everybody wants to go to. Chex and I have shared that over and over with these guys. Like, it's everything it's cracked up to be, and we want to go back.
And we'd love to go as broadcasters ourselves. I mean, you've just sold it to us if it wasn't already selling itself. So you've stayed very busy with the catching clinic, recruiting camps, speaking engagements in full Gaucho uniform and sandals, no less.
Yeah.
But when the announcement was made that you were actually joining the program, you were on the other side of the pond.
Uh-huh.
You were coaching the Irish national team to the top of their pool in the European Championship qualifiers. So how much fun was that?
It was great. I didn't know what to expect, honestly. It was not planned out very well, obviously, with taking a new job and then leaving for 18 days to go do this, but Chex was great about it. The Ireland thing was, you know, sort of evolved. I had been contacted by them a few years ago and had sort of consulted with them just in a general sense of, trying to help them out with some planning and some foundation. They were really in their infancy as a national program. And then their general manager, sort of on a whim over the winter, last winter, said, "Hey, I know you're going to say no, but is there any chance you want to come over and coach the team in the C pool? We've got a sort of historic opportunity. We're hosting the C pool. If we win, we get to go to B pool, which means we get Olympic funding, and changes sort of the whole trajectory of the national program."
So is it kind of like, I just want this explained to me because I'm kind of equating it to the Nations League in soccer, where you jump up between divisions kind of in a way?
You have to advance. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, so you can get relegated. Same concept. There's relegation too. So if you don't finish in the top three in your B pool tournament, then you get relegated back to C pool after a certain period of time. So to climb up, you have to win a C pool qualifier and finish ranked in the top 50 in the world. To advance to that. So Ireland's 48th, I think, in the world now, and won a B pool qualifier, so they get to go won a C pool qualifier to go to B pool next year in Slovakia. In Bulgaria. So Sofia, Bulgaria is where the B pool tournament will be next year. So first time in the program's history that they did that. I went over there sort of not knowing what I was getting into. Who are we going to have? What are the players like? I was not really involved much in that process. It was just come over here and help us. And obviously my family's, you know, heritage is from there. So that was appealing. And that's partly why we got hooked up. And went over there, and it was great. It was an incredible experience. The Irish people, not real baseball fans. They're not really sure what to make of it. But by about day three of the tournament, they're like, "This is great. We're winning. We get to drink outside in the afternoon. We're in. This is our sport." So we had great fan support as the week went along. We learned a lot. We played great. Had a mix, about half American college or ex-pro players. Who have Irish passports, and then about half domestic players. So it was a great mix. It was a fun experience. We had a great tournament, and they'll get to go to Bulgaria next summer and see if they can keep moving on towards the Olympics.
Now, what's the biggest difference between Irish baseball and American baseball?
The talent level is a little different. the domestic Irish players are physically pretty good. I mean, there's some athleticism there.
Maybe some rugby in the background.
There's some rugby. There's some hurling, which is the Irish national sport, which is a ball and stick sport. It's sort of like field hockey mixed with rugby mixed with lacrosse. It's sort of a mix. So they do know how to hit things. They know how to hit a ball with a stick. So that helps. The throwing piece is different. They don't throw in their sports traditionally. So that overhand motion is new to them. But really tough. Like, ready to fight, tough. All the stereotypes that you hear about Irish people, it's all true. Close the bar down after the game. Run out of kegs in the concession stand.
Nobody's throwing at your guys, huh?
Yeah, it was all that you think of there. But there's enough now from an athletic standpoint that they have a chance to build something. The population isn't enough, and the sport is never going to climb probably high enough in their, you know, in country for them to be all domestic players. But there's enough Irish Americans in the U.S. that, you know, you just basically, you have to be able to get an Irish passport. So if your mom or your dad were born in Ireland, you're good there. So there's some real interest. It's growing, and they're going to get to a point where they can produce some pretty good players. My hunch too is that at some point we'll be able to get one here. There's a couple younger guys that I saw over there who are coming and will be good enough players that I would certainly look to recruit them here. So selfishly, you know, I've got my eye on the future with some of those guys. So.
We could probably go on for an hour about this experience, but switching focus to this season for the Gauchos, you have a background as being a hitting coach your second year at Washington, of course. Started that there.
I was a hitting coach all 5 years at Washington.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, so, stand corrected. So who do you see as having taken strides over the offseason in their development? And I will get that fixed.
It's all good. I really like the strides a lot of our guys have made. It was sort of a soft landing for me to come in and take over the offense here. They were ready for something new, and so it became a little bit easier for me to implement my style, which is we're a little more aggressive. We turn it loose. We're trying to elevate the ball and run it out of the yard and take advantage of some size and strength that we do have. The Armani Smiths of the world, who are physical, Thomas Rowan, Eric Yang, even a guy like Tommy Ju. We've got some physicality and ability to drive the ball. So that's my style. That's what we want to do. We're not going to bunt a lot, certainly not as much as they have in the past few years here. So you'll see a little bit of a change in philosophy there, which is when you have young players who have struggled for a little bit, they want something to hold on to and grasp onto. So that's been an easy transition for me. And a lot of guys have taken some big strides. I think Armani Smith's going to have a huge year. I think Tommy Ju might be the player of the year in the Big West. He's got that ability. Armani can do that as well. Eric Yang and Thomas Rowan are the best duo catcher, maybe on the West Coast, as a twosome. And then you've got guys like Kyle Johnson, who came out of nowhere and was maybe our best hitter in the fall, really taking some strides. And then, you have freshmen like Christian Kirtley, who is just a great hitter. Like, the kid just hits, and he's got that knack for it. Andrew Martinez, Marcos Cassanon have a chance to be really, really, really good players if they can kind of rev themselves up and become the workers and the focus that they need. So we've got a lot of guys who've made some really cool strides. It's been fun to see from the first day to where we are now, the confidence that they have that we can be a really good offense. I think that hasn't been there for them through a number of factors, but sometimes it just happens that way. And they now believe that we can beat some people with the bats, and Chuck's going to get those pitchers rolling, and we're excited about what we can do this year.
Well, I'm excited for part 2, 3, 4, and 5 of our interviews, so we'll catch up throughout the season, but thank you so much, Coach Ferg, and awesome. We'll see you around.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
You bet.